Welcome to Harmony and Improvisation with Dub Pierce, a podcast dedicated to helping musicians of all levels to play better music. Join us in these upcoming episodes as we explore the ins and outs of major diatonic harmony. Visit us at harmonyimprov.com. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Subscribe on YouTube and your favorite podcast platform. Partner with us at patreon.com/harmonyimprov. Welcome once again to Harmony and Improvisation. Thanks for joining us.
All right. Hey, we're down to our last major note set rote memorization episode. Is this seven? Yeah, episode seven. Let's quickly look at the last episode, six. F, G, A, B flat, C, D, E, F, F, E, D, C, B flat, A, G, F, F sharp, G sharp, A sharp, B, C sharp, D sharp, E sharp, F, F sharp, because this is F sharp, E sharp, D sharp, C sharp, B, A sharp, G sharp, F sharp, one more time, F sharp, G sharp, A sharp, B, C sharp, D sharp, E sharp, F sharp, F sharp, E sharp, D sharp, C sharp, B, A sharp, G sharp, F sharp. Very good. We're gonna move on because I just want to get you through this. I'm sure you're probably getting impatient with the rote memorization, but we're almost there. Just hang in. So if I told you G has one sharp and that sharp is F sharp, what would you imagine that G flat has? Six flats, obvious, right? Let's look at G really quickly. This set of keys is actually easier in a way to memorize than the key of E and E flat, or the key of D and D flat, or the key of A and A flat. Because in the middle there, sometimes people get their three sharps, three flats, four sharps, four flats mixed up. I'm hoping that the way that you're memorizing this, as if you're remembering a word or a phone number, whatever you want to think of it as, I'm hoping that it will erase that problem. With me, I get a little dyslexic sometimes. And I think, okay, I'll probably get a bazillion emails about this, but I blame it on the circle of fifths because honestly, the circle of fifths didn't work for me all that well. G major, one sharp. G, A, B, C, D, E, F sharp, G, G, F sharp, E, D, C, B, A, G. The one is G, the two or nine is A, the three major is B, the four or 11 is C, the five is D, the sixth or 13th is E. The major seven is F sharp in the octave to G. Let's do that again. G, major seven, six or 13, five, four, three, two or nine, one. G, F sharp, six or 13 is E, five is D, the four or the 11 is C, the three major third is B, the two or nine is A, and G is the one. We're down to one key, one note set to go, G flat. Let's do it. G flat, A flat, B flat, six, remember six flats. The only natural is the in the key of G, there was an F sharp, so it's gonna be an F natural, and everything else is gonna be flatted. G flat, A flat, B flat, C flat, D flat, E flat, F, G flat. So the octave is G flat, F is the major seven, E flat is the six or 13, D flat is the five, the four or 11 is a C flat, the major third is a B flat, the A flat is the two or nine, and the G flat is the one. See the word. G flat, A flat, B flat, C flat, D flat, E flat, F, G flat, G flat, G flat, F, E flat, D flat, C flat, B flat, A flat, G flat, G flat, A flat, B flat, C flat, D flat, E flat, F, G flat. We're done. Let me suggest a couple of things. As you're drilling these things, if you still stumble, or if you still have a hard time coming up with a key, like for instance, always look at G and G flat in your head at the same time. It's just so easy. Always see D and D flat in your head at the same time. But more importantly than that, if you have a friend or musician friends or people that you hang out with and you like to do stuff together, do flashcards and challenge each other. Do rote memorization tests that you have to, you know, rattle off C flat as quickly as you can, rattle off B major as quickly as you can. In my classes, I point at a person and throw out a key and they have to stand up and say it. It's often embarrassing, but hey, you know what? I went to music school and my theory teacher was about a 150-year-old cellist that she didn't have a nice bone in her body. She was mean as could be. And I think the class was probably, 75 to 150 people, something like that. And she would go, Pierce interval. And, you know, I get it wrong and then people laugh at you. So at least you don't have to do that with the video series. You can be doing these on your own, or with a friend who likes to challenge you. Believe me, the more you are challenged and the more that you drill, the quicker this is going to come to you. Our next jumping off point is that we're going to talk about intervals a little bit more because we covered it so much in intervals of major. We probably won't delve heavily into it. I'm not going to go into, any intervals, other than major right now. Suffice it to say, there are other intervals that we will need to study in here. But right now, it's just intervals of a major scale. and then we're going to look at triads. We're going to look at four-note chords. And we're going to see what the harmony of a major scale or major note set or major key sounds like. Okay, thanks for being here. As always, it's been fun. This first little piece of rote memorization can be tedious, but we're through. Done.